outburst by Nigeria's Queen of the Tracks, Blessing Okagbare, was an unexpected but welcome broadside at the Athletics Federation of Nigeria. Okagbare accused the federation and its president Solomon Ogba of neglecting Nigerian-born and based athletes while importing and nationalizing unknown Americans who have no connection with Nigeria whatsoever. At the last Commonwealth Games, a huge number of these athletes represented Nigeria, with some confessing that they have never even been to Nigeria in their entire lives. So is this the future of Nigerian sports, where we hire foreign-born athletes and mercenaries to compete for us? Or can a nation of nearly 200 million people do something to change this? Welcome to Sports Planet, your premium news and magazine sports show. Today on the show, we're looking at the call in some quarters that the National Sports Commission should commence the massive recruitment of athletes of Nigerian heritage from all over the world in order to change Nigeria's athletics fortunes. We'll also bring you World Football Watch as well as all the exciting sports news from across the globe. My name is Tunde Koeki. We'll go for a short break and we'll be right back. An intense scrutiny of the athletics programs of the United States of America, the United Kingdom, and countless other Western countries will reveal athletes of Nigerian heritage competing for these nations. But with the failure of our domestic athletics programs, one school of thought believes that it is time for us to tap into this vast pool of Nigerian-born athletes and convince them that their future lies with their fatherland. Well, joining us now is Ade Tokunbo Ademola, our international athletics expert. Good evening, Tokunbo.
It's always a pleasure.
Okay, Tokunbo, there's a call in many quarters that we should start convincing all these Nigerian athletes born abroad that they should start competing for Nigeria if we're going to save our athletics. What do you think?
I think short-term solution, people could see it as athletes in the United States or England or other places where facilities are better. But on the long term, there lies such a huge amount of talent over here. I think a good example we can use is just, let's look at the Jamaicans. A generation ago, all these Jamaican athletes, running under different nations, whether it be Ben Johnson, Linford Christie, and even the ones that are Jamaicans, like Merlin Ortiz, they'll get scholarships to America and will be groomed over there. But you see, this current crop of Jamaican athletes, this generation, the Usain Bolts of the world, the Johan Blakes of the world, Stefan Pauzel, these are all people who are bred and trained in Jamaica. In fact, even other athletes from the Caribbean come to Jamaica to train there because they're producing some of the best runners in the world. So on the short term, the thing about it is that because of Nigerians have gone abroad, there's so many second generation Nigerians in country like in England, where a chunk of the track team, athletic team there is Nigerian. In America, where there's so many Nigerians there on collegiate level, which are performing very well. There's so many examples of Nigerians who have been able to go abroad, they have children there, and they've been brought up in an environment with opportunity. The opportunity, the system is not here in Nigeria. And it's just some just get through the rough, and those are the people that we'll be able to use for international competitions or that go abroad to professional clubs and everything. So the short term, maybe a short term solution is that yes, all these people of Nigerian parents, and most of these we're talking about, it's not just one Nigerian parent, a lot of them both Nigerian parents, that yes, if they can represent the nation, that yes, on the short term, that's something definitely can prove beneficial for Nigeria in sports, just as you saw the basketball in the Olympics. And to me, if you can use them as a catalyst to say, okay, here's the development standard that these people have, and find a way for them to reintegrate back into the system of the Nigerian nation as a whole, and then from there, we can use them to be an example like the Jamaicans did, to bring up the standard that's here so much that you don't need to look to the athletes abroad anymore. But the harsh reality that we have right now is that yes, Nigerians who are abroad perform much better than Nigerians who are brought up over here and trained over here. It's hands down, that's so obvious.
But there are those who argue that if these athletes are not good enough for the USA and the UK and these other countries, why should they be good enough for Nigeria?
Well, the fact of the matter is that if you're not good enough for the national team of America in a sport like basketball and athletics, yeah, you can be good enough for the national team of most countries in the world. So that's the harsh reality of it, you know. Look at this girl who is half Nigerian, Tiffany Porter, or her full name, Tiffany Adeze Ofili, you know, Porter's a married name. And her father's Nigerian, you know, she's born in America. Her mother is, I think, Jamaican British, you know, always had a British passport. She represented America at junior level. And at the end of the day, she knows how hard the competition is for the 100 meter hurdles for the women in America. I mean, if you look at from the top 10 every year, most of them are American. You know, so she did the smart thing of when it came to the Olympics, representing Britain. But guess what? Last World Championships, where did she come? Bronze. Bronze medal for gold, Great Britain. So nobody's complaining now. You know, so yes, sometimes these people are second best over there, but as it is that once you get to work on top level competition, you know, sometimes it allows you to even match up with the best, although initially may not be there. But when you're competing with someone like America, it's hard for you to even get there in the first place. Competition's so stiff, so you can't completely write them off, you know. I mean, we're lucky to have like an athlete like Regina George running for Nigeria. She ran for America at junior level, you know. So you know, and we saw how well she performed with our 400 meter relay team, you know. So if you can't get for America, yes, you can be good enough for most countries in the world, you know, whether it be basketball or whatever sport it is.
Well, finally, Tokunbo, what should we do to convince these athletes that representing Nigeria is the better option?
I don't know where we can go to the extremes of some of the Arab countries, the way they pamper their athletes, you know, because, I mean, that's why you see a country like Qatar that has all these East African athletes that go there and adopt Muslim names, you know, some Ethiopian, some Kenyan, just to run and jump and do whatever for Qatar. They're just poaching athletes everywhere because, trust me, they are well taken care of, all that oil and gas money over there, you know. I don't know where we can quite go to that extreme, but, you know, I mean, make them feel appreciated and loved and spoiled and everything, and then they'll of course, I'm sure they'll represent us, you know, because, you know, it's a better option than trying to represent some of those nations unless they're outright superstars.
We've been speaking to our international athletics expert Ade Tokunbo Ademola. Thank you so much for joining us on Sports Player this evening.
Always a pleasure being on your show, Mr. Tunde Koiki. Thank you.
On behalf of the production crew in our studios, my name is Tunde Koiki, wishing you all a fabulous weekend and assuring you that the planet is listening.